bring you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
Now, hello and welcome to the DS-106 Zone Lowdown. This is number 14 coming your way on the 2nd of June, 2013. In the afternoon, Saudi Arabia, the time is 5:44. I'm going to do things just a little bit different today, but before saying what we're doing, I just feel the need to comment on the fact that 2 weeks is finished. We've done it. Well, maybe I shouldn't say we, because you're the ones who are doing all the work. You're doing the DS-106 assignments. Now you're getting geared up for Audio Week. You're responding to that email and blog post from Jim Groom, trying to figure out what to do, form your groups, get a premise, get a radio play written. I'm not doing any of that stuff. All I'm doing is this. But to tell the truth, this is way more than I bargained for. It might not sound like it, but it actually takes quite a bit of thought and energy to put these together. Again, not complaining. I'm loving every minute of it. I'm just a little bit of envious to see all of the great assignments that have come out this past week. Design and a fair smattering. Is it smattering or splattering? A portion of audio assignments as well. So great work, everybody. As I said, things a little bit different today. We started off with what was basically the standard Arch Obler introduction for his Lights Out series. And I love the way it warns you to turn off the radio if you're not in for being frightened with these tales of suspense and the supernatural, the supernormal. I'm going to play about probably 4 minutes of an excerpt of a piece that was called Mr. Freak. And again, just to remind you, if you listen to the files that I've linked to on the Internet Archive, these were a series that was done in the early 1970s, but they were reworked editions of stuff that Obler had done in the 30s and 40s. That was his heyday in the very early days of radio. And although the introduction and the advertisements you hear are from the 70s, the stories themselves were quite a bit older. I chose Mr. Freak for two reasons. One, because, as you'll hear Arch Obler say in just a moment as he introduces it, it does deal with the theme of beauty versus ugliness as in relation to The Eye of the Beholder, the Twilight Zone episode that we watched. A totally different take on it here from Mr. Obler, but because it's thematically connected to something we've all seen, I thought you might consider listening to the extended, for the full version, the 25-minute play. But there's another reason why I chose this piece, and Obler was very innovative in his storytelling techniques and use of sound effects in radio, because he was kind of there at the beginning of this sort of program. Not exactly the beginning, but sort of the beginning. Early days. And one of the techniques he used in several of his plays is having the narrator give an interior monologue and at times almost stream of consciousness. So in this piece, it's going to start at the present where the man is in a room with a gun ready to kill himself. But we're hearing his thoughts. It's not that he's talking to us. He's actually thinking, and he's trying to process his story, the story of his life that brought him to this moment of desperation, wanting to end his life. And I'm not explaining it very well, but I think you'll get a quick sense of it. I'm just going to play the opening 3 minutes where he goes through his childhood. And there are other voices that appear, but again, this is all stuff that he's remembering and conjuring up. And the entire story goes from his childhood up until the events that led to this moment of crisis. And I suppose if I were to have, I guess, any reason for playing this for you would be just in the hope that somebody who hears it might be inspired to try to experiment in such a way that this idea of, as you're listening to somebody talk, you're actually listening to what's going on in his or her head is very compelling to me. And I'm fascinated listening to the several Obler plays that have done this. Hopefully you will be as well, and let's hope that somebody tries to take up that challenge, try to tell a story in a framework kind of like this. But anyhow, it's up to you and your team. You guys are doing the writing, and you've got a lot of work to do. So I don't want to take too much of your time. Let's hand things over to Mr. Obler as he sets up the piece, and then we will hear a short excerpt of Mr. Freak.
This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. What's ugly? What's beautiful? A red, wrinkled, newborn child to its mother is the most beautiful object in the world. Take a mushroom cloud raining down invisible death. To the victim, it's ugliness beyond statement. Yet to the scientist, that bright flash of atomic fission might represent ultimate beauty. What is ugly? What is beauty? Think about it as you listen to Mr. Freak after a message from your station.
Hi, this is Rocky Lou, hanging out at DS 106 Radio, where I get the lowdown with Scott Lowe, audio storyteller extraordinaire.
And now, if you haven't already done so, turn off your lights now and listen to Mr. Freak.
Gun in my hand. Gun in my hand. In all my life, I've never had a gun in my hand. Smooth gun, hard gun, cold in my hand. Bullet won't be cold. Warm bullet, burning hot, hot as the blood. No, can't think of that. Turn the muzzle up and press the trigger. Trigger cold against my finger. Cold as death, but life is colder. Rhythm to that. Poet dies with final rhythm. Poet dies who never wrote a poem. Headline for the tabloids. Poet dies with final rhythm.
Ugliest man in the world is suicide.
Poet dies with final rhythm.
Ugliest man in the world is suicide.
Poet dies in final rhythm.
Ugliest man in the world is suicide.
Poet dies in final rhythm.
Ugliest man in the world is suicide.
Poet dies in final rhythm. No, no, stop. Ugliest man in the world. All right. I'll think the things of the last time, tear the words around in my head over and over the way they've torn for 30 years. Ugliest man in the world, ugliest man in the world, ugliest man in the world. Press the trigger and stop it. Press the trigger. No. No, I can't. I've got to wait. Think it all out clearly for the first time in my life. How it started. Why it's ending this way. Think it all out clearly from the very start. Then, press the trigger.
School today, Paul.
There's a start. First day of school. How old was I? 9 or 10. She kept me home, away from others. I didn't know why until that day she said...
School today, Paul.
I said...
All right, Mother.
Row on row of children looking up at me, staring up at me, gaping up at me. And then... one of them started laughing. Another laughing. Another and another. Laughing, laughing. I stood there, a little boy looking down at their twisting mouths, my ears filled with the sound of them making fun of me. I knew, but why? Why?
Ugliest boy in the world.
Ugliest boy in the world. That's why you kept me away from children, Mother. Kept me away until you didn't dare to any longer. Oh, Mother.
Okay, now I've listened to the whole play a couple of times. This is just about a 2.5 minute excerpt of it. I wonder if it draws you in the same way it drew me in, and I just wanted to hear what comes next, what comes next. Do you get that sense? Maybe yes, maybe no. There's no telling. Different people respond to these things in different ways, but I'm not going to say it again. I've already given the invitation, and maybe you won't be able to listen to this stuff during the DS 106 Zone course, but that's the beauty of the Internet Archive, and we've got such a rich resource of these pop culture artifacts from decades gone by, and it's not just Arch Obler. There's tons of stuff there that can be listened to just for entertainment's sake today, or for inspiration, exploration, trying to figure out different ways to get stories across. And I do believe that a great deal of the stuff that passes for television today, the story writers have referred to old-time television episodes and movies and books and whatever. I guess it's just not TV. It's kind of the way the culture feeds upon itself. Feeds upon itself. Anyhow, while that was playing, I took advantage of getting some cold water and splashing it on my face. I understand from a couple of the comments that I've seen in Twitter tweets, people saying, Scott Lowe sounded tired on episode number 12. That's why it was so short. Well, maybe so. I might have sounded a little tired, but actually there's a reason for that. Had a little bit of a disquiet in the stomach. I don't want to get into too much detail here, but yesterday at lunch, I took my Saturday lunch with me. Every Saturday, I like to take smoked clams marinated in Worcestershire sauce, and I left them out in the car. I usually bring them into the classroom where it's air-conditioned, and it wasn't very long, maybe just 45 minutes or an hour, but by, 9 o'clock in the morning, it's already 90, 95 degrees, so maybe they kind of went the other way, the clams did. Anyhow, I think I'm over that completely. But I was very touched in reading the comments to that blog post. Jim Groom saying, in light of my tiredness, he was offering to step in to ghost host or guest host one or two installments of the Lowdown. How would you like that? Would you like to hear the professor come in and run the show for a while? I think I would. And then that got me thinking, why not others? So this is a new idea. It's just sort of coming right now. Last week, I tweeted back and forth with Rochelle, or Rocky Lou, about the idea, and she's also interested, so maybe she and I will do one together, or maybe she and Jim, or she herself, whatever. And if you have any interest or desire to do one of these things, you certainly may. This is day 14. We're going to be going up until probably 35, so there's 3 more weeks to go. What's going to be the best way to do this now? I'm just sort of thinking off the top of my head. I suppose that if you have such an interest, send me an email and claim your date or claim your episode number. So you need to be thinking 3 or 4 days in advance, and we will be able to coordinate it from there. I suppose you would make the recording and then can get it to me through the Google Drive, and there are other ways we can sort that out if anybody's interested. But I kind of like the idea, and the chance to have a day off or two would also be kind of nice. So let's see how that one goes. Oh, and I almost forgot. Speaking of Rochelle, or Rocky Lou, on her blog, Rocky Lou Productions, did you notice that bumper there in the middle? The Lowdown Show bumper? How awesome is that? I woke up this morning getting myself ready for work, and I noticed on the Twitter that her SoundCloud files had just been published. So I gave a listen. They were so good. I tweeted a tweet of appreciation. And this is before she even was able to write up her blog post. Because when you do SoundCloud, it's possible to have it tweet automatically. So actually, you're not writing the tweet, but it comes from you if that's been integrated. And I think that was the case with Rocky Lou's SoundCloud uploads. So she did 5 different versions. And as with everything Rochelle has done in this semester of DS106 Zone, the blog posts that she writes documenting her process are golden. Bags of gold, if you will, from that Gardner Campbell reference. You really owe it to yourself to check out what she's thinking when she does it, the decisions she's made, and there's also some good technical information. For example, with this bumper that we heard, she used the same voice track. She read a script or did it off the top of her head, and then used different pieces of music for the bed or the background, and each one has a totally different feeling, emotion to it. So Rochelle, well done, and I just have to say that was beyond being the highlight of my day. Just your kind and generous words in that bumper really made me feel good. I really appreciate it. I don't know about extraordinaire, though. I don't exactly know that what's going on here is extraordinaire, but one can aspire for extraordinaireness. Well, look at the time, dear friends. We're up to a quarter of an hour. So I think that's a good time to wrap up. Please, please, please give consideration to the idea of hosting the Lowdown for a day, if you wish. Or you don't even have to do that. You could do your own thing and put it on the SoundCloud and publish it on the Twitter with the hashtag, and we'll listen. I don't know that this has really been done before. I thought I said I was finished, but I guess I'm not. Going parenthetically on a tangent here, if you will. I'm not aware of there being such a course chorus for any class I ever took, certainly. I don't know if I would have appreciated it as a student or not, but this is new ground. It is new ground, and I don't know if it's ground that is worthy of further explanation or exploration, or say what you will. But I don't know. I'm actually becoming kind of intrigued with it. So being able to step back and hear how other people try to reinterpret this premise would be very useful for me. So please, give it a consideration, and the mic is yours if you wish. Anyhow, let's say this. We'll say that the DS-106 Lowdown number 14 is now finished, and I will talk to you tomorrow. So long.